This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the second hour of the program tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about. Your calls, though, are the primary element, and we continue taking them. Let's go to Stephen in Florida to start things out this hour. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hello. First of all, Dale, your coffee brownies were a smash at Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay. I'm sure all of our listeners across the country can relate. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Just thought I would kind of talk about it. I wasn't really going to talk about this, especially since I have, there's one of your listeners who actually, I served with in the military, but, I keep getting emails from, you know, various friends, and relatives that are vets. You know, one of them today, for example, said, you know, if you're not going to stand behind the troops, then please feel free to stand in front of them.
Oh, as though you should get shot by them, right?
Well,
or instead of them, like shields, I guess, human shields.
I see.
Oh, yeah, okay, maybe that's the point. I don't know. I think that it's just, you know, an implication of violence or something like that.
Certainly sounds that way.
Right. But anyway, it's been a long time. I got out of the military in 1997, and I was in for 10 years, two different branches. And, you know, I just can't bring myself to feel proud of having been in the military, you know. I don't know if I'm necessarily ashamed of it, but I'm certainly, it's nothing that I have any pride for. You know, I see these old veteran friends of mine, and they, you know, on their Facebook, for example, they'll say things like, oh, you know, support the troops and, you know, join, sign up for this group to support the troops and all this stuff. And, you know, I mean, I'm just can't feel any sort of pride about that, you know, especially now coming to where I am, and knowing that that rather than serving the American people or defending the Constitution or anything of the sort, that that's just a big fraud. And that in fact, what I actually did was serve the whims of politicians and the true constituents of the politicians, which is the corporate interest that fund campaigns.
You know, that's what General Smedley Butler, two-time Medal of Honor winner, said in his book, War is a Racket. He said the very same things.
Well, Dale's the only host in the studio tonight who has actually spent time in the military. You were in the Navy. Are you proud of the time that you spent in the Navy?
That's a good question. I'm definitely not proud. I certainly wouldn't do it again. I certainly, but then again, I also wouldn't go and work for, you know, the big defense corporation, which I have done as well, and I'm not proud of. And in fact, I had an unpleasant dream about that, where I saw connotations of violence incorporated in that decision, and it was very troubling for me. So no, I'm definitely not proud of it in that sense. I do feel like I learned a lot from it.
From that perspective,
it's not something I necessarily feel a whole lot of regrets about. I think it's part of who I am today.
That seems to be the most sensible thing. I mean, there's no point in beating yourself up over it. Hopefully you didn't pull any triggers and actually kill anybody. That, you could, I think, would be legitimate to feel
regret
over.
Nothing so overt. I mean, who knows, you know, how many people were, how much violence was enabled by my participation, you know. And the same thing goes for, you know, working for a defense corporation, a primarily defense corporation. And so there's certainly nothing overt where I get blood on my hands, you know. But that's also part of... any of this process of statism it's usually not overt. It's usually, you know, you might be paying the taxes that fund, who knows how many weapons of destruction, you know, whether it's a tank or some guns or the salary for the guy that pulls the trigger, or, you know,
so
whatever
some
it
level,
is.
We all have
blood on our hands. And the question is, what do you do about it, right? What do you do about it? And the sooner we come to realize that and start to take responsibility for it, and you know, then that's what we have to do. Yeah, we only have control over now and the future, so that's what I like to focus
on. That's true. Any other thoughts, Stephen?
Yep. No, that's pretty much it. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I think that since this has been brought up, I'd like to clear up that... you know, the idea that the military is there to protect you is certainly what we're told, but I challenge anyone to tell me that of any military excursion that has protected my freedom or the freedom of anyone I know in the last six decades.
Well, they may not be able to make that claim, but they might be able to say that, well, if it weren't for the military, there'd be an invasion.
And that's true. And the other thing is I have not been convinced that they are, in fact, protecting our freedoms. You know, they're protecting us. The idea that our ability to speak right now is happening because of our military. You know, because if they hadn't
gone over...
You'd
be speaking German right now, boy.
Or maybe Arabic because of, because there all the wars going on in the Middle East right now. You know, if not for that, we wouldn't have free speech. I don't buy that either. I think that and it's quite the opposite. I think we have... You know, a police state and more of the military encroaching into what's actually going on right here at home, and that's really disturbing.
Right, the military exists to protect the state. They protect the offices of the state, the bases of the military. They're not so interested in protecting you.
Big players shoveling large amounts of money around, like you said, the military-industrial complex and lots of corporations that are benefiting from violence.
If their goals would be furthered by rolling a tank right over top of your house, they would not hesitate to do so. They have no obligation to protect you at all.
They'd find a really nice, elaborate justification for doing that.
No, they wouldn't need to. The vast majority of Americans say, you run over my house if you need to. Yes, sir, by golly. God bless America. You know, that's the attitude.
Just make sure
there.
You keep those Canadian hordes out.
Most of the Americans would be saying that would be the ones whose personal house wasn't run over.
That's true.
As soon as their house gets run over, then they'd be complaining. But they would be defending the military as long as they feel like, well, it's going to be someone else's house. Most likely, I'm okay.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Andrew's in California on Free Talk Live. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Andrew, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Andrew out in California.
Hey, Andrew.
And I'd like to discuss how we voluntarily expatriate ourselves through the use of a misnomer, misspelling of our name.
What?
And I can still prove this just by the nature of my disability. I have dyslexia, and I use a tape recorder in a courtroom, and everything I'm telling you is the truth, because criminals only have problems with tape recorders. And anyway, if you'd like, you can do an investigation yourselves with your own wallets or purses in your own home in regards to a misnomer, which is a misspelling of your name, which puts you into indentured servitude and compliant with being state property, where your state property of the Department of Motor Vehicles, Health Department, and Transportation.
I'm pretty confused as to what you're getting at here. Can you maybe clarify for me?
Pull your wallet out, and if you'll notice, all your credit cards and checks and everything are all in capital letters. And
what if my parents named me with all capital letters?
What happens is that's a place or a thing, and places or things don't have rights.
But saying, what if my parents actually named? They could name me anything they want. They could put put an asterisk there and say that says Beelzebubba. I mean, they could do whatever they want.
What
and I'm wondering what happens if they name me with all capital letters.
I'm asking you a question, dude. You went to grammar school, didn't you?
I understand how. What if my parents named me with all capital letters?
No matter how you identify yourself with a state, once you consent to all capital letters, it's known as an unsecured corporation.
But that's my name. No, I'm a person, and I was named with all capital letters. How can they do that?
They can't.
But they
only
taught
that in grammar school to identify yourself as a people on the upper left-hand portion of your
Okay, this is a conspiracy theory that has been proffered so many times on this show by various scholars. What do you want to suggest that
I have dyslexia, and I have a tape recorder, and I offer one to the judge, one to the DA, one to the court stenographer, which I think we should have a tape recorder or a CD or a DVD player in the first place, because that's old technology. And if they're not criminals, they would answer the question. My first question I say is, equality under the law is paramount. You are acting under the law. That's a yes or no answer. Whether any of these other statements I'm saying is true or not, don't you think these individuals should say yes? And I simply have dyslexia. And what's the difference between me and someone going there with reading glasses regard to a...
Well, I'm all in favor of asking questions of bureaucrats, but I want to bring you back here and have you explain exactly what it is you're getting at, because this is seems like a conspiracy theory that has absolutely no effect over whether or not you'd be thrown in a cage. It's Free Talk Live. Bring it in.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet and get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic. No negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now. 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of Free Talk Live. In fact, we're going to be having a brand-new Shriner going up sometime, I would say, within the next day or so. at shrine.freetalklive.com, which is, by the way, brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all kinds of legal documents, patents, wills, trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, we continue here. Andrew is back with us in California, propagating the all caps conspiracy, which suggests that your name seen in all caps is actually not, in point of fact, your name. It's actually a corporate name that the government uses to control you. That's as I understand it. And it's all very, very fascinating, but unfortunately it doesn't seem to do a damn thing to keep anybody out of a jail cell. So what is the point of you bringing this up tonight?
Well, what everybody should probably do is get back on point and represent Americans with Disabilities Act and Equal Access for All. We're simply a group of people that feel that if you're allowed through a metal detector with an auxiliary aid of reading glasses, a wheelchair, hearing aids, a guide dog, you should be able to walk through your auxiliary aid of a tape recorder if you have dyslexia. I've used it at Chico State as a student, College of Marin. My special education teacher is the one that told me to use it, and it would help me get me through life. And as of yet, we cannot gain access to any public buildings, Department of Motor Vehicles, Board of Supervisors, courtrooms, court clerks, tax assessors. We've taken this case to the district court in Fresno, Eastern District. This case has been heard in San Francisco in the Ninth Court of Appeals. And as of yet, no one has answered the question why we had to fill out a permission slip to go into a public building, yet nobody else does under the American Disabilities Act. That's discriminatory.
I think that's an interesting point, just aside from what you'd originally started out your call with.
Well, that's just my end result, what I learned from a highway patrolman who was dying from cancer. And that's why they...
So you're saying out in California they don't let you use a recorder in a recording device in
public
buildings?
No, and I carry four. I have one for the judge, one for the DA, one for the stenographer. And we have our encounters.
And you actually still use tapes?
And we walk away.
You still use tapes?
I'm computer illiterate, so I have to use cassette tapes. That's why I have to use a tape recorder for my private notes, because I can't read and write.
Do you think that people that aren't dyslexic should be able to record?
Well, exactly. One of our members in the group was the founder of the Memorex Corporation. Is it real or is it Memorex? And our solution is, why should I have more rights than you? And why do we use a machine that's 140 years old and modernize the third branch of government and put in a CD player? That way you hear the inflections in the voice, and it saves the taxpayers billions of dollars a year, and that way you walk away with the encounter in your hand, and you don't have to fill out forms to get a third-hand information which
you
don't have to read to me.
Suck. I feel sorry for you guys out in California. I mean, here in New Hampshire, we've had problems with recording, but it's usually with video recording devices.
Yeah.
There are hardly any issues with bringing audio recording devices into any encounters with bureaucrats here, as long as you inform them they're being recorded. I mean, they still don't like it very much.
My First Amendment rights. Why does the media or a specific group of people on the American Disabilities Act have to fill out a form to go into a public building? And why is the rules of court superior to law?
It's pretty outrageous. I share your concerns on that one. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I like how once we brought up the point that the whole all-caps conspiracy thing doesn't actually save anybody from a jail cell, he just moved right on beyond it.
No.
He didn't have anything to say to it.
I agree with him that people should be able to put recording devices in courtrooms if they're being, you know, held by those people in those courts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Disabled or not. Certainly, I think he's got a good case for why he should be able to. And I think that if anyone wants to call in and talk about the all caps conspiracy, the very first thing you should do is come up with something, some really valid proof or something to separate yourself from the 8 bajillion other people who called in about the all caps conspiracy.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to do a darn thing. But it seems like, wow, shocking that one of those areas, right, where I didn't even realize that we had so much more freedom here in New Hampshire than they do out in California. Whenever I go in to deal with bureaucrats, I always have a lanyard. Typically, if I remember to do it, I put a sign on myself, a little name tag size sign that says, I am audio recording. And that way, wherever I go, they just they can presume that I'm audio recording them, whether I am or I'm not. It says that I am.
I think that needs to be challenged. I think it's time for that.
In California?
My understanding is there's tremendous. Well, everywhere. It's my understanding, just about everywhere, certainly in New Hampshire, there's tremendous court precedents that, tremendous precedents set in courts all over the place that you do not have the expectation of privacy in a public place. And that applies to recording. There's all kinds of recording of people that they don't, that is happening. They're just informed. They are informed if they're on the phone or something like that. But people, but this recording's done all the time. And not, actually not always. I mean, you get, you know, recordings done of you, without being aware of it. And, I think that it's just, there's a case of recording where, I'm trying to think of the difference. There's a where you have to inform someone. And I believe it's. It's only when you have the expectation of privacy, though. And in a public place, there's no expectation of privacy. So all these people saying that you can't with a recorder. You know, we're not talking about tapping a phone line or something mm-hmm. where you expect that the call is not being recorded. Then you know, if you're recording, I think we need to just do it. And I think that it's not going to hold up in court, and they know it, and it's never been challenged.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
They've never challenged and actually tried to prosecute someone with a felony for doing that.
They just position themselves as though it is illegal what you're doing, and they want to scare you away from doing it is basically what they want. And that's
right.
What they're doing here,
right.
It sounds like, is they want him to fill out a bunch of paperwork. Oh, whoa, you can't bring that in here. You need to fill this paperwork out over here before you're allowed to bring that in here, or else it's going to be illegal. Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Maybe they're just posturing.
Yeah.
Maybe they just want you to obey.
I feel like that's about, you know, we constantly, I don't believe in anyone doing anything that they're really uncomfortable with or anything like that. I think that when you engage in an act of civil disobedience, and what happens is when we push our boundaries out gradually as we feel comfortable.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, this is actually a reasonably safe thing to do. I know what the risks are. Maybe I'll go to jail for 2 or 3 days. Maybe this will happen. Maybe that'll happen. You kind of get a feel for what risks you're taking, and then you go, okay, I'm comfortable with that risk, and you do it, and then maybe nothing happens. And you go, okay, then you push your boundaries out. And I feel like this is a boundary that needs to get pushed out.
I agree.
We need to stop telling people we're recording.
It's happening here in New Hampshire. That boundary is being pushed here in New Hampshire because we have enough people who are willing to back each other up and push that particular boundaries. And a perfect example, when I went and paid property taxes in 6 months ago, they freaked out. Sam from the Obscure Truth Network was there, as was another activist with video cameras. They flipped out. You can't be in here with those cameras. There's private business going on here. You can't be in here. They called the cops down. They made a huge scene. It made for some great video, which you can see at freekeen.com. But this time around, this last one where I went to pay property taxes, because it's twice a year here in Keene, I paid with fives. Again, Sam came in, this time with more equipment, with a boom mic and two cameras, and it was a bigger production on our side. They completely ignored it. Didn't say one word about it. I came in, gave my speech, paid the fives. We left. That was it. No cops were called. Nothing like that. So pushing those boundaries works, but you have to have the people to do it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are free, including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive, edit virtually anything. It's free, of course. wiki.freetalklive.com.
This holiday season, you can get into the hands of your loved one a non-lethal weapon that has the stopping power of that of a handgun. So, you know, no danger of them hurting themselves with it. They're scared of handguns. It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight with an integrated pepper spray. Its high level of utility comes from the fact that it is out and in your hand, because it's a flashlight, unlike what other weapons, which you can't walk around with a weapon in your hand, generally. There's no expectation by the perp that you have a weapon. Tiger Light, you can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. Go over there and check it out. It's a Christmas special rate, tiger.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Dustin is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dustin.
Hi there.
Hey there.
So I heard your topic there. It reminded me of this paper, and I like to keep these things so I can be reminded of what my relationship is with government at all levels.
Okay.
I got this letter here.
Yeah, what is it?
This is from the local school district regarding a third grader. This is to my wife. Okay, so starts out with the elementary school in mixed case. Then it's addressed to my wife in all uppercase. And it addresses student, all uppercase letters. It's a real formal thing. Grade 3. Dear parent or guardian, this is to notify you that your child, in all capital letters, is being reported to the attendance office as a truant. And it goes on. Then it cites the section of code, and the wording is important here. Any pupil subject to compulsory full-time education or to compulsory, and it goes on from there, has to do this and this and this. Okay. Also, in accordance with the law here, it says, we have to notify you that One, the pupil is truant. Two, the parent or guardian is obligated to compel the attendance of the pupil. Three, parents or guardians who fail to meet these obligations may be guilty of an infraction and subject to prosecution. And it tells you why. And there's some other stuff that didn't really pertain to us.
So they're saying that your son or daughter has not been attending the government school, and therefore you're facing criminal prosecution.
Well, and the reason would be absent from school without a valid excuse on three occasions, or tardy for such and such a time, and this and that. And then it goes to tell you all these other things that could be possible, that you could be subject to. The pupil may be subject to prosecution under education code, whatnot here, and the pupil may be subject to suspension and blah, blah, blah. So tells you where you stand. And then the letter ends really nicely here with, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to contact us. So my wife did. She called up and asked about all this prosecution and if that's the way they feel about their students, really. Then I got a subpoena the other day. It's another one. You know, like the, I'm a witness, so it's not like I'm being prosecuted. But it says right here that disobedience to this subpoena may be punishable as contempt of court. You are commanded to appear at the, you know, da-da-da-da-da.
Right, so because you're their slave.
I'm their slave. I am their subject. And, of course, it's all in all capital letters. I mean, I love that topic. I'm one of these guys that's tried all the incantations in court. And
how'd they worked out?
Not so well.
Yeah. but it is a funny thing. I mean, it is a very bizarre thing, the way they do their legalese with the all caps and the defining words differently as other things.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't make a difference in the long run. It just doesn't matter.
What I've learned is if you can go in and challenge, that's all there to kind of create this sense of, you know, to make it look legitimate and everything,
yes,
and to create that sense that it's all valid. But in the end, if you try and challenge that validity, they just dismiss you and they do what they want to do anyway.
If you're there, you're guilty.
Yeah.
They're not there to work out whether you're going to be guilty or not. You're already guilty. It's just a matter of when are you going to pay and how are you going to pay?
Mm-hmm. Most of it's just going through the motions to make it all look legitimate. Yeah.
Yeah. And
the court case and everything.
But I have had a lot of fun. I've gotten the so-called judge red in the face, got them trying to defend themselves, got them to admit that I had to prove my innocence, and the peanut gallery enjoys it too, so hey, go for it.
Hey, put on a show, absolutely, and I still support, like I was telling the other guy, I think it's a fine idea to question these people, to ask them questions in front of the peanut gallery that they'll never hear in other cases, and that's what Mark Stevens does, and he points out in his book Adventures in Legal Land, which I think is brilliant, by the way, that the whole justice system, so-called, essentially is nothing but a cover for violence. It's nothing but window dressing over top of a violent gang and their actions.
Right, and what I like about Mark Stevens' approach is he asks questions. So if they're going to throw you in jail for contempt, they are throwing you in jail for asking questions. If you make declaratory statements or you're...
Like I did, right, spoke out of turn.
If you go in there with the expectation that the capital letters thing matters and that they've set up a corporate straw man for you, and that if you just say the right words that they have to give you this bank account with $1 million in it because of the corporate straw man, and you've figured out their little trick. And I mean, they have all kinds of there's all kinds of right and left turns in this rabbit warren, none of them seem to lead anywhere. It just sounds like the ramblings of mad people that are telling other people, and none of them have really gone in and used them. And if they have used them, they always claim, well, I've been silenced by the court.
Right. So I've been told you have a remedy if you wish to pursue it, which means, okay, maybe you're right, but good luck proving that. And I've also, by asking questions, I got one judge to suggest that we continue this on another date because he would not answer the question, which was something about jurisdiction. So even when you got him, you don't got him.
Nope. But if you can get it put off for another day, then that's not too bad, right?
Right. It's more paperwork for them. It's more time, which is more wasteful for them. And it does help other people. And when you see all these people line up, especially, here's an angle of the Southern California you may not have seen, which is a lot of bilingual people or not so bilingual people that really don't know what's going on, and they're really scared.
Yeah, yeah.
Because being here could be dependent on what they say. So they just plead guilty. And these people will line up, and it'll be guilty, 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 guilty. They're just
raking in the dough. They love that when they can just process people through. So.
Oh, absolutely. And then some jerk like me says, you know, show me my obligation here.
Right.
Or who are you?
Right. But didn't Sam ask, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, didn't he ask recently when he was in court, am I obligated to do so-and-so? And the judge said something, yes, you're obligated. We'll deal with that later. You know, something like that. Like he completely brushed it off. He didn't want to answer any other questions regarding
that. And remember, yeah, they see this stuff every day. I'm sure there's some little notepad or something that, in it. Okay, here's the latest things these guys are trying, and here's what you say. They've got to, because nothing will stop them. They know exactly what to say, no matter what you present. So it really is a losing situation, unless you're somewhere like New Hampshire, where other people are going to do the same thing, and you're going to clog up the system so bad that they cannot function.
Absolutely. And that doesn't require any secrets or anything. It just requires courage.
Yeah, I got a parking ticket. This is $5 where you are. It's you know, no big deal. Back in September, I decided I want to see what happens. I want to see who they charge, because the car doesn't belong to me. It belongs to my wife, and she didn't park that car. I can swear there before the court. She didn't park that car. That's all the information you have. Prove otherwise. And they gave me a court date, which I find very interesting, for a ticket that was stuck on the car. And they asked me if I parked the car. And I'm like, I'm not telling you that. I'm taking the Fifth Amendment, lady. And, I appeared and spent 2 hours there while they went through, while they were doing ringing the cash register with every,
plea bargains.
The poor people, they were just running them through, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And then they gave me a court date for April on a $5 parking ticket from September.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. I just want to find out, who are you charging here, me, my wife, or the car?
Thanks, Dustin. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231. Actually, they set one of the activists that was arrested at the 420 events and charged with cannabis possession went and had his arraignment the other day. Guess what date his trial is? April 20th.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Service restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, a national journal of libertarian opinion, news, investigation, and intellectual exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free, so enjoy those on us. freetalklive.com. And one of the things you can do if you enjoy the program, you enjoy the fact that we give you all the features on the site free, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. You know Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, and you probably still have some shopping to take care of. At this point, you've still got another 2 weeks until Christmas, so you can still get free Super Saver shipping at this point in the game. So get your shopping done tonight at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can even buy used items if you need to save a few extra bucks. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff that you want, the stuff that you need, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. Amazon.freetalklive.com to your calls. Scott is in Massachusetts, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Good evening, Ian, Dale, and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
I'd like to discuss Tiger Woods.
Okay.
I've always known that he's a poor loser, and I've always known he's been arrogant. I never knew that he would stoop so low to all of these. He's basically a gigolo, but that's the least of his problems. He is depraved. But the reason why I'm calling you is that...
Scott, I want to challenge this. You know, it's not uncommon for the men in society that rise to the very top to have, in ancient times and all throughout history, to have more than, to have a large amount of female attention and have for themselves a larger amount of female attention than the average guy. And I don't understand the depravity that you're referring to.
Wait, before we get into the depravity, quick correction. The word gigolo means a man living off the earnings or gifts of a woman, especially a younger man supported by an older woman in return for his sexual attentions and companionship, or a male professional dancing partner or escort. I don't think
I was wondering that when I heard it too. I'm like, yeah. He's really, 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 really filthy wealthy. So I don't
she's
think
living
he's
off
having
him.
Sex for money or anything.
Right.
So let's say he's a whore master.
A whore master.
And,
how about he's just a cheater? How about just a cheater?
All right, a cheat. Well, it's you see. The reason why I am happy that he always came across to me as arrogant, and you know, there's a pattern here, and this is the pattern. You've got Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton.
All black.
And what I'm saying is that
coincidentally, of course,
what's that?
Nothing, go on.
And they are always on a pedestal, and they're always pointing the finger at white people. You say
what?
Anything, you're a white, you're a bigot.
Wait a second. Before you, what is Tiger Woods pointing?
Al Sharpton,
which white people is he pointing a finger at?
No. What I'm saying is, I'm lumping him in the same group as Obama, Oprah Winfrey, Jesse Jackson, and Al Sharpton.
Well, I wouldn't lump them together at all. I mean, I hear it for Al Sharpton maybe, but that's, you know, I don't see any, I don't see much evidence for lumping all of them.
Jesse Jackson sounds like a fair, like he's made his money off of playing
the race card. Yeah, I didn't hear Jesse Jackson.
But what I'm saying is they're black, and they're always pointing the finger at white people. Say anything and you're a bigot, you're a racist. But on the other hand, if a white person dares criticize the great one like Oprah Winfrey or Obama or Tiger Woods, you're automatically
not in my world. I'm sorry.
We criticize Barack Obama all the time on this show, and we have been called bigots for it. But
some
we generally
people
drag
that.
The person out and make them explain that.
Some people do that, but not Obama himself. And not, I don't know. I haven't been following the Tiger Woods controversy, but has he been pulling the race card?
I can't imagine.
Are you talking about this sort of? There's a group of people that will pull the race card all the time that have nothing to do with the people in question. So are you talking about things that are being said about him? Or are you talking about him, he himself, you claim he's pulling the race card?
I'm claiming that this is what I'm claiming.
And if so, what did he? What, point me at something he said. Quote him from an article or something.
I don't think he can do it. I think he's just lumping him in.
No, I'm claiming that he's, first of all, a poor role model. I'm claiming that he's going to lose all of his endorsements.
Well, wait a minute.
I could say that about 1,000 celebrities.
Right.
And he's I'm going to be frank with you.
So who cares?
That may be true about him, but it's also true about plenty of white guys, too, who are also cheaters.
That may be the case. But when a white person does something wrong, a lot of times they're crucified, like Bill Clinton, how they persecuted him.
Saying Tiger Woods isn't being crucified?
He's getting it rough, man.
He's being crucified.
Supporting him and people who aren't.
He deserves to be crucified.
Just like everyone else when they do something like that.
I think he's foolish.
And there's probably a lot of bias on both sides. You know, like when Clinton did stuff, there were a whole bunch of liberals that were going to defend him and a whole bunch of conservatives who were taking advantage of the opportunity to criticize him. And so it was just, there's bias on both sides. And there's a lot of people that support him, a lot of people who don't. I don't feel like you're making a significant point right now.
The point I'm making is that Tiger Woods, to a large degree, has been put on a pedestal. He's an uppity black who made it to the top of his game.
Why do you have to bring race into this? There are a lot of uppity people out there. It doesn't matter what their skin color is.
I'll tell you why. Because Ian Dale, Mark, I'm going to be honest, very frank with you. When I see black people like Oprah Winfrey, Tiger Woods, in your face, very aggressive, and they like talk down to you, and that they're superior, it eats me up alive. I don't.
But it doesn't bother you.
Because you're racist.
But it doesn't bother you.
Like, there's plenty of people who do that because they're snobs, they're wealthy, they're celebrities. For whatever reason, they have an elevated sense of their own importance in the world, and they talk down to people. But the reason it bothers you when they do it is because you are obsessed with their race.
Right. You can't get past the fact that they look different than you do.
No, I'll tell you what.
You're grouping them together because of that one factor. When there's plenty of snobs out there that talk down to people.
I can't get to the fact that like Barack Obama, being black, being in poverty, that he should be the Lord and Master, or Tiger Woods, being black, and that white people are like vassals to him.
What are you talking about?
I have just never heard this. I mean, to me, every time I've seen Tiger Woods talk at any point, he always seems like a kind, humble man.
He's always uppity.
What does uppity mean?
Can you be uppity and be white?
Of course, there are snobbish whites, a lot of them.
Is it possible there are more snobbish white people than there are snobbish black people?
But it annoys me even more when it's a black man.
Of course,
I don't want to be subservient to him.
What about Asians? What about snobby Asians? Does that annoy
you
too?
When someone does not have a tremendous amount of self-esteem, there's a couple different things they can do. They can do something to improve their own life and feel good about themselves, or they can put down other people. And one thing that people like to do, it's particularly as a nationalism thing, you know, terms like white nationalist, is to group themselves in with one group that they would like to, in their mind, manufacture as being superior to this other group. And you do, you are doing that. I would suggest to you that perhaps you have self-esteem issues, and that's why it bothers you so much when someone that's in this group that you would like to consider as being lesser than your group has the audacity to talk down to you. And I think you need to address what is quite possibly a self-esteem issue that leads, that fuels your racism.
I got to be honest with you, and don't ever say I'm a hypocrite. I am a racist. There's no question I am a racist, and I look at black people as I should not have to be subservient to them.
But
let me put it another way.
Anyone.
You are
subservient. If I was in the military, I could take an order from a white man, but I could not. I'd have a very difficult time taking an order from a black man.
Well, don't go in the military.
Why would you want to be subservient to anyone?
Yeah, don't join the military.
I would never join
a white person or a black
person.
That's
why I would never join the military. Because I'm basically an independent. I'm a free thinker.
No,
and I don't
want
to take orders from anyone.
You would take orders from a white man.
You're not.
Why?
I wouldn't want to take orders from anyone.
You didn't say that just now. You said you could take orders from a white man, but not a black man.
If I had to.
You are not a free thinker in that you, Scott, are not willing to entertain the possibility that you could have things in common with people who are look different from you or have a different religious belief set as you or might have a different sexual belief set as you.
I've always had a mental block. Call it whatever you want, racism, whatever, but I've always found that extremely...
What was your dad like?
What's that?
What was your dad like?
My dad was bigoted.
What a shock.
And I grew up, he was a good man, don't get me wrong.
How do you help somebody like Scott? I mean, how does
I think Scott has to meet some black people, some Jewish people, some bisexual people. Well, you know,
is there like a club where racists can go?
That might help, but I think you need to look inside Scott and see what's fueling all this, because there's a problem. There's something going on inside you that's tearing you up, and you're projecting it.
Thanks, Scott, for the call tonight. Good luck. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. There are snobs all over the place, and they don't necessarily look the same. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number three is on the way. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Now, actually, Dale, you're in the market for a gigolo, except I guess you have to be a woman. Well, anyway, we can talk more about that. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.